we're going to do the letter number 1,262 in the volume 5. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Erech Chodesh Kislev, Shu'at Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing it to all Anash, the Hasidim, Kol Chai V'Torah Mitzvot, all those who have dear the study of Torah and Mitzvot, Hashem Chol Asar V'Asar, in any place you are, Hashem Ha'aleim Yichu, Shalom Avracha. Please and blessing. The Rebbe says the day of good news is coming, which is the Gimel. Well, at that time the Rebbe didn't say, he said the 19th day of Kislev, which is the day that the righteousness of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya Shulchan Aruch, came about, and together with him also the righteousness of the teaching of Hasidus, the Torah of Hasidus Chabad, and the teaching of the general Hasidus. My father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, writes in his letter from Yud Kislev Tovshin Yud, 2 months before his passing, that the study of the Hasidic teaching is not a matter that belongs to some party, that is, but it's an obligation to study it, is placed on the Jewish people in general, may they live, and especially on people of Torah, people that study Torah. And it's an obligation for Anash, for the community, Chabad community, to occupy themselves in disseminating the teaching of Hasidus. And when we talk about occupying yourself, it means a non-yielding and non-stopping effort. In the way that all of his matters, also the side matters, he would always intend to reach this goal. Just like in business, equals business, which means you're occupied all day in it. Not only when you're actually in the the business itself is very important to you because it's very something which touches you very deeply. You're very connected to it. So that any time and every place, wherever you are, your head is in the business. That's what your occupation is. And in elsewhere, he explains at great length, the previous Rebbe, that the condition that the wellsprings of Mashiach should be publicized, Yefutzumai Nesecha, of the Baal Shem Tov, Chutza, to the outside, is a introduction, preparation, and a vehicle, a vessel for the coming of Mashiach. This condition that each one of us is post upon us the effort with all full force to fill it. There is three details in this effort. Number one, Yofutsu. Yofutsu means to study the teaching of Hasidus in a way of spreading out. It should be spread out very widely. So which means that the teaching should reach to all parts of the place in which he teaches this Torah. Mayin Nesecha. Number two, your wellsprings. The teaching of Hasidus that you are spreading needs to be preserved. The same qualities of a well, mayonis. What are the two main characteristics of a well? Number one, the water is alive and they continuously flow without interruption from the source of the well. And number two, we don't really care so much about the quantity, because the well from its source goes drip by drip. It flows drip by drip. The same thing is Hatanya. I'm not sure. When you spread out this teaching, it means Hatanai. The condition in spreading out this teaching, it's not so much about the quantity, as long as you study it with energy, with passion, with an inner excitement, and it flows, so that means that it's alive, and it flows from its source, from the inner of the soul, the one who spreads out the Torah. So it both, it has to be from this, which is connected to the inner of the heart of the leaders of the teaching of the Chassidus. That is the two things, which means you should do it with energy, with life, and you should be flowing from the source, meaning from the source of your soul and the source of the souls of the teaching of the Chassidus, which is the Rebbe. Number three, chutzah. You should go to the outside. We should not be satisfied with studying it in the study halls or in the shuls alone, but also when you go in the streets, when you're sitting in the store, and similar. Also, the what you are studying, you should not, the people that are studying them, don't narrow it down to only some parties or some type of people. But even on the very simplest of the simplest people, there is an obligation to study the teaching of Chassidus. And even the greatest of the greatest cannot reach till its end. And also to those who are outside of all camps, also in the place where the verse will say that they're chutzah, they're outside, they're really outside, there too you must spread the wellspring. The privilege of the effort in spreading these wellsprings to the outside will draw down and bring down, and it'll make a vessel to receive the blessings of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that blessed each one of us for Yutes Kislev, that preceded his passing. And in a way, directly, he says, you shall be blessed from Hashem Yisbarach with a good year in the study and the spreading out of Chassidus, you, your family, your homes, your sons, your daughters, may they live in the ways of Chassidus. You and your family members and all those that go along with you should be blessed, all of you, with everything that you need, physically and spiritually, with blessings. The Rebbe concludes, for success in this service and a flow of good physical and... Let's see. And spiritual.
It's beautiful.
There's footnotes over here. There's various footnotes explaining some of the Rebbe's notes, and this was a public letter to all the people, so there was a lot of notes here, and the Rebbe said.